Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast. Peter Capaldi, Jessica Rain, how are you guys?
Good, thank you for talking to us. Jesus, nice to see you.
The spit of a friend of mine.
No it's way.
Yeah.
Well, the handsome guy you know.
Yeah, the most handsome guy I know. It's him.
Thank you, Jessica. What a wonderful compliment.
She said that to every journalist, by the way.
Everyone who's come in, yeah. You are the spit of the guy I know.
Every single guy.
Peter, you and I share a mutual friend. I'll get it out of the way quickly in the vain hope that you'll think I'm kind of cool, which is the man who directed you in Doctor Who, Daniel O'Hara, my best mate.
Oh, Daniel. He's lovely.
He is.
He's great. I love Daniel. He's brilliant. He came with us. We had a great day. It was a real kind of boys' day. We had to go because that was the season where we had a guitar.
Yes.
So we all had to go and pick Doctor Who's guitar. So Daniel, I don't know if it was strictly in his job description, but he came with us and we all went up to Tin Pan Alley, you know, to all the guitar shops.
Yeah.
And Daniel trying all these old guitars and eventually found a guitar that we all settled on that we liked.
But well, you also are part of the coolest thing that's ever happened to me, which is because on, I don't know if you remember, Slipknot are huge Doctor Who fans. They came to the set when you were Doctor. Daniel met them. Daniel went to the Slipknot gig. When they came to Dublin, Ireland, Daniel was here, and then I get to meet Slipknot, all because of you.
Daniel's the connection between all of this.
Yes.
He's great. Listen, send him my love.
I will, and I told him I was on to, he sent a big hello as well. But on to the devil's hour. Jessica, I think my favourite thing about this show is that you absolutely cannot second screen. There's too much going on. It's too engrossing. You can't have your phone out.
Yeah, it's true. You have to keep your eyes peeled and you're really rewarded if you do. There's loads of like repeated lines.
Yes.
There's loads of visual cues. Like there's a phrenology head that in season one, like social worker Lucy is having these like deja vu visions. It's all cracked and then it's not cracked and you're like, huh? And then in season two, you see teenage Lucy chuck this phrenology head on the floor and you're like, oh, that's what, it's just full of stuff like that. You get loads of answers. Isaac disappears in season one. You get to find out where he's gone in season two. It's just so gratifying for an audience member, I think.
No, I totally agree. It really is. And Peter, you've played many baddies, but few as complex, I think, as Gideon. He's thousands of lifetimes old, yet he still gets annoyed at some mundane things and ultimately maybe trying to help. Are these types of characters fun to play?
Yeah, they're great fun. I mean, the thing is, I always think this, you know, I'm very lucky in whatever's happened to me in my evolution as an actor, but I've accumulated some capacity to be a bit scary and a bit cosmic at the same time. So, which are not gifts that my mother would recognize in me or be happy about, but that seems to be how it's worked out. That really helps, you know. He is complicated, but it's important that he has to deal with the domestic issues. And one of the great things that we have in the new season is that he and Lucy are bonded in a way.
Yeah.
They're in this uneasy kind of relationship-wise. They both try to, they have a very specific task they have to try and deal with. So that forces a kind of aggro and spiky kind of dynamism, which is different from what we did in season one.
There's just one, in this high concept drama, there's just one thing I didn't believe.
Okay. Right?
Lucy brings Gideon a pan of chocolate.
Oh.
And multiple loops, infinite loops, this man has lived. And he's never eaten a pan of chocolate. We took it up with Tom. Tom was adamant. Gideon's not a French pastry kind of guy.
It also led to one of my favourite lines in the whole two seasons, Lucy, which is, doesn't matter, they're not for you anyway.
Yeah. that's my only little bone to pick.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right, I'd forgotten about
that.
Jessica, Lucy is, of course, straddling different timelines and realities, and you're giving us different versions of Lucy, not to give too much away to anybody, but is it difficult to flip between those things as an actress?
No, it was really fun. It was really challenging. Don't get me wrong. It was relentless and it was hard work, but I was really like, nom, nom, nom with the challenge, you know? Yeah. I had to I had to kind of think about her backstory, which is given to me on a plate, really. Tom's given You know, we see 8-year-old Lucy witness the death of her mother, like really heavy stuff. She goes into foster care. She's going off the rails. It was like he just gave me all the ingredients, and I just had to stir it up, work really hard, and I kind of just had to hold it all in my head. And there were loads of people around to help, and the visuals really help. But at every point, one HOD had a massive wobble about which loop we were in, and it happened to everyone. So that was genuinely quite comforting.
You weren't the only one. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Peter, have you spent much time here in Ireland at all? I mean, I believe there's a little bit of Irish somewhere in your background, is there?
My mother's family came from Ireland.
There you go.
I took a trip with her not long before she passed away, actually. But she was rather, there were Priors. Her father's name was Prior,
Right.
and they came from Killy, a place called Killeshandra. So we did a whole kind of quiet man kind of thing,
Fantastic.
and it was beautiful. It was lovely. But she was quite, you do that thing of wandering around trying to find people that knew your great great great. But there wasn't anybody around. But it was a nice experience.
That's great. Jessica, have you spent any time here? Have you shot anything here or?
No, I'd love to. I really actually have been haranguing my husband to have a holiday in Ireland because I think your coastline's incredible. I've been to a wedding in Ireland and it was quite the
I
wedding. I
would,
loved
yes.
it.
Those two words usually mean a very big party.
But if you
It's
come from
all,
Glasgow, I mean, I'm from Glasgow, so
yeah,
you're going to be Irish
absolutely.
or Italian, and I'm both. And I think they're two pretty good stereotypes
Two of the best, I'll argue. Two of
as
the
racial
best.
stereotypes go.
Oh, of Scotland.
All right, cool.
Anyway, yeah.
But listen, I can't say enough congratulations on the Devil's Hour. It is genuinely one of my favorite things to sit down and watch, but I concentrate more on this than I think on anything else that I watch on a screen. So congratulations on it, you guys.
Thank
Thank
you
you
so
very
much.
much.
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you.
Great to talk to you.
And you too.
See you
Have a
later.
great day.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.